Hello and welcome to the Astana International Financial Center's Legal Tech Podcast with your host, Mark Beer. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor and it is a pleasure for this, the first of our Astana International Financial Center Legal Tech Podcasts, to be able to have a conversation with His Excellency Dr. Kairat Kelimbetov, Governor of the Astana International Financial Center, former Governor of the National Bank of Kazakhstan, former Deputy Prime Minister of Kazakhstan, former Minister of Economic Development and Trade, as well as the former CEO of Kazakhstan's Sovereign Wealth Fund, amongst many, many other achievements in this remarkable, illustrious and global career. Educated in Kazakhstan, in Washington, D.C. and in Moscow, Dr. Kelimbetov brings the best of multiple systems, synthesizes them, and that synthesis talks to Kazakhstan, sitting at the heart of Eurasia, and talks particularly to the Astana International Financial Center, which bridges opportunity between East and West and West and East. But perhaps, Dr. Kelimbetov, you could tell us a bit more about the Astana International Financial Center. What differentiates it? What makes it stand out? What makes you most proud about your financial center?
Thank you very much, Mark. It's a great opportunity also to let people know more about Astana International Financial Center. This is the initiative of the first president of Kazakhstan, Nursultan Nazarbayev, been first time announced in the mid of 2015. In March 2017, it was even amendments to the constitution of the Republic of Kazakhstan, which is allow us to create special legal and regulatory regime in financial area in the city of Nursultan. So the idea was to create regional financial hub. When you're asking about what is distinct us with the other financial centers, is actually we focus on Central Asia, and in the broader term, Central Asia is also the rest of the post-Soviet Union community, Caucasus countries, five post-Soviet Union Central Asian countries, but also Mongolia and maybe western part of China. So these are kind of the big geography. We market 200 million people. And I think that very much AFC similar to the recent achievement which was done in the Middle East. You know very well about the examples of Dubai International Financial Center. I know, Mark, you worked many years to develop dispute resolution authorities over there. So I think in this terms, AFC is very much similar to DAFC model and also to ADGM model. There are certain specifics and distinctions, definitely, but the idea is to implement the rules and norms and principles of the English common law in a completely different cultural and industrial areas. So it was DAFC was in the Middle East and for GCC countries, and AFC is more for the Eurasian Economic Union and Central Asia. But the idea again is simple. For the global investors community, we need very familiar and very clear and transparent jurisdictions. And there is no better idea than to bring the familiar norms of the common law, which is quite widely spread among the other global financial centers. The Astana International Financial Center started work actively since July 2018. That's been entire ecosystem, which consists from the few institutions. I think very much important to have a regulation authorities, AFSA, the regulation authorities responsible to create favorable regime for the financial institutions, but also for the auxiliary services. So AFSA is very much similar in principle, working like conducting authorities in London or monetary authorities in Singapore. So this is very much pro-tech regulation authorities, which is allow in a special regulatory regime, which we call sandbox, to really test young technologies in order to bring new disruptive technologies to the financial world from one side and from the other side to double check in terms of mitigating any kind of risks. And I think that we already invited more than 25 companies from the different jurisdictions to really start to test the new technologies under our regulation regime. Very much important that since the beginning, we already have more than 460 companies being registered. It's also from the 40 countries, mostly from the jurisdiction from our neighborhood, like China, Russia, Hong Kong, Singapore, but also from US, UK, Eurozone. So I do believe that the financial center in Kazakhstan is also would be very much interested, not only for the tech companies, but also for the other commercial institutions who work in the Central Asia and in the broader terms is the post-Soviet Union space. The other very much important institution is the dispute resolution authorities. So this is very much important. If you want to bring global investors to work in Kazakhstan, now you have to be prepared for different type of investment guarantees or for resolutions of any kind of disputes. For us, it was a benchmark when the Dubai International Financial Center created the special dispute resolution authorities. So we now, the DAFC court has been leading court recently in Middle East region and in GCC countries, but also among the North Africa countries as well. I know that is your personal leadership, Mark, that you've been chief registrar over there. You kind of manage all of this development of the court. So very much admired this experience. And I think that we try also to bring this experience to Kazakhstan. For the post-Soviet Union countries, the common law is quite unique. So usually we are following the norms of European continental law, which is close to the different civil codes. And we established the court, which has been leading by legendary Lord Wolf. He used to be first chief justice of the court in AFC. Now Lord Manser replaced him since this year. Also, other British judges are very famous in UK system, retired British judges now helping us to develop the court. The court is usually very expensive and very open. It's usually publicly available. I think that very much important that in our ecosystem, we do have also the International Arbitration Center, which is leading by Lady Barbara Doman. And also arbitration is more confidential and less costly. But also I think that other procedures, which is the mediation, is very much important. So since last time, we already do have two cases in the court, three cases in arbitration center, and about 70 in the process of mediation. So in order to come to the, let's say, common understanding between different sides of any kind of disputes. So we do have regulation authorities and dispute resolution authorities. We've also create new marketplace, new stock exchange, jointly with American Nasdaq and with the Chinese Shanghai Stock Exchange, the two leading exchanges globally, are now our shareholders of our stock exchange. And also recently, Goldman Sachs and Silk Road Fund joined to us with the idea to develop this marketplace. The creation of Astana International Financial Center was a part of the structural reforms of the government of Kazakhstan. It was in the same time with the reform of which establishing rule of law and also the legal reform, reform in the civil service, reform in the diversification of the economy in terms of the independence from the volatility for the commodities prices, and also the process reform in the privatization processes. So it's very ambitious and massive program on privatization in Kazakhstan. So in November 2018, it was the first IPO of the largest uranium producers globally, national uranium company Kazatomprom, being listed duly in Astana International Exchange, our platform, and also London Stock Exchange. It was very successful IPO. So in last year, 2019, it was also already SPO of these companies. The good news that the largest private player in a banking sector, the biggest commercial bank in Kazakhstan, Halyk Bank, also been duly listed in Astana International Exchange and in London Stock Exchange. And previously listed in London Stock Exchange and in Moscow Exchange, Russian giant in mining sector, Polymetal, been successfully listed recently in Astana International Exchange. So already the capitalization of the all companies which been listed in Astana International Exchange is close to the $15 billion, which is good result for the first 2 years of our official launching of Astana International Exchange. And also very much important that a few other institutions which we establish in ecosystem of Astana International Financial Center. This is Astana International Financial Center Authorities, which is very responsible for the development of the ecosystem of Astana International Financial Center, which is based on the platform of the physical infrastructure of Expo, which been held in Kazakhstan in 2017. It's a huge expo city, which is a kind of very important part of the center of the city of Nur-Sultan, close to the airport of the city of Nur-Sultan. It's also the center of the green finance, responsible for the development of the green financial system in Kazakhstan and also in the region of Central Asia. It's also the Bureau on Continuous Professional Development. So this is kind of the corporate university of AAFC, which is together with the global certification agencies such as ACCA, CFA, helping us to create the critical mass of the young financiers in Kazakhstan, which will provide their services on the world class. And we do have already ambitious plan to develop more than 10,000 professionals, local professionals, which would be in line with the requirements and standards of global certifications institutions. And I think also the center of development of the fintech, which we call FinTech Hub, is also very important to develop the FinTech Hub in Central Asia. So these are institutions which have been recently developed. They're all based on the best global practice of corporate governance and also on standards and norm of the common law jurisdictions. So this is already, let's say, 5 years since the idea has been announced. And I think till now is already good achievement that the AAFC get a regional, local, and now starting to get the global visibility.
Thank you very much, Governor. That was a comprehensive answer. And what an incredible 5 years you've had to develop that ecosystem that has taken many other financial centers decades to create. But I wanted to pick up, if I may, on the reference you made to the Digital Silk Road and that digitization, the what I would call sort of the digital financial center. You've spoken at the World Economic Forum. You referenced the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which is this concept which has grown out of Davos. And if I may say so, your background is very governmental. You know, you spent a lot of time at the heart of government. But the way that the financial center operates and the way, if I may say, you operate doesn't strike me like a government department, and it doesn't strike me like a government official. All the things that you've spoken about, the understanding of the opportunity in the future, talks to a more innovative, a more pioneering spirit, but one within the context, obviously, of being a government agency. So what I wanted to ask you was, with that ability that you've got to blend East and West, to blend opportunity domestically and internationally, with your background in government and, in a sense, in the private sector, is AIFC ready for the Fourth Industrial Revolution? And what does that readiness look like? How are you preparing AIFC to be the digital financial center, the future financial center?
Yeah, thank you very much for your questions. I think, first I should kind of give my perception of what's going on in terms of our understanding. So what is the future of business opportunities? And I think here is a good example. If we can compare the recent development of the US market, and especially the kind of the recognition of the West Coast and East Coast. So West Coast is mostly like symbolized by development of Silicon Valley and achievements of Stanford University, University of Berkeley. And East Coast is more about Harvard and University and MIT. But at the same time, East Coast is more like traditionally well known like a Wall Street, let's say, and development. So here we do have like from one side the very disruptive tech companies, which is recently been transferred to the big tech community. So we have Amazon, Google from one side, and from the other side we have a traditional global investment banks, leading global investment banks like Goldman Sachs, who is, by the way, one of the shareholders of our stock exchange. And is now is a kind of a big competition in the future, because we both institutions, big tech and global banks, start to focus on new technologies, which is a focus on last achievements in sciences like artificial intelligence, or achievements in blockchain, or achievements in big data. So it means that now is more important how to manage big data, especially data belongs to the people of our countries. So how to use it in order to have a commercial viability, you know, from one side, from the other side, to be, let's say, to provide enough cybersecurity and to also provide privacy for the data of the people. So these are kind of the big development now. And what we thought that the new financial center and the Kazakhstani initiative is really recent. So it's like just last 5 years ago been announced. And we start to think immediately that we cannot repeat the experience of the New York of 80s or London of 90s or even Dubai of 2000s. So we should make something new, or at least we should think ahead. So what's going to happen in 5-10 years? So that's why I think that we try to create an ecosystem which consists, by the way, the ecosystem itself, platform approach is very much important, because we try to bring legal, regulatory, technological and financial platform all together. And I think in this terms very much important. So our ecosystem consists from two sides. So one side is a ecosystem, sub-ecosystem, which consists from the young, creative startups companies, which is focusing on development or like fintech, development tech for financial sector, or development thin application for tech sector. At the same time, to bring maybe different regulation tech, government tech, also with some tech in our core industries like agrotech, mining tech, also to bring the flavor of which we recently discussed, and maybe later on we'll discuss more in details, like law tech or legal tech. So this is from one side. And from the other side, to provide the access through the different funding, traditional funding like a stock exchange, like junior mining platform, like different crowdfunding, crowd lending, so different new alternative mechanism, different funding through business angels, through the venture capitals. So we are creating these marketplaces where the West should meet East in terms of the West Coast and East Coast, the traditional financial conventional institutions. So in these terms, I think we recently brought global institutions, so we do have presence of the Chinese Development Bank, is the biggest development bank globally by assets. Also the Chinese Construction Bank, which has recently issued the first Chinese bonds, Belt and Road bonds, which would be focused on Belt and Road. And also the European Development Bank has a presence, Asian Development Bank, Eurasian Development Bank, and the other commercial banks has a presence with idea to provide liquidity or to figure out what particular teams of the particular individuals they would be interested to incorporate it to their teams. From one side. From the other side, we have a startups communities, companies like Bitfury, who has a plans to come to Kazakhstan and establish their presence in Kazakhstan. Because in Kazakhstan, we do have very significant amount of the talented people. Recently, we also established a special school, which we call Quant. Quant is a similar school like Ecole Carant d'Or in Paris or School of 21 in Russia, which is also the new methodology how to prepare the new coders in order to develop the IT, ICT sectors in Kazakhstan. And so we do have a different universities around us like Nazarbayev University and also the new Astana IT University. So it's like a significant amount of the talents which wants to be involved to the different tech revolutions which we now have globally. So in these terms, in order to get coordination with global businesses, we are part of the business cooperation with World Economic Forum, and we have a plan to develop the first fourth industrial revolution center in the region of Central Asia, with the idea to bring the new recent latest flavor of these technologies, which has already been adapted in the other jurisdictions. So with the idea to transfer this best practice to Kazakhstan, but also to the other Central Asian countries. Means that our approach is that the government, which you mentioned in your questions, the government nowadays, latest government approach, would be at the same page with the new business opportunities, at the same page with the cutting-edge technologies and sciences development. And I think that only this kind of the freeing in one together can bring Kazakhstan to the cutting-edge understanding. So where the global technologies are now, and how to not to be left behind, but how to leapfrog and to get benefits from this development. Because Kazakhstan has not previously invested hardly to the already past technologies, but now we can have chance to leapfrog. And this is the idea which we're going to develop through the initiative of Astana International Financial Center.
Thank you, Governor. It certainly sounds like a rich environment for innovation. And I love that talk of leapfrogging, you know, not to just follow what others have done, but to leap ahead and to be pioneering. And to that extent, you know, it's clear that over the last 5 to 10 years, fintech has transformed the way that the finance sector operates. It's driven down costs. It's enhanced access to finance. But we haven't seen that same transformation, the transformational power of technology to drive down legal costs, to enhance access to justice to people around the world. Right now, more people have access to the internet than have access to justice. So I wanted to get your views on legal technology and law tech. And do you think it can be as big and as powerful as fintech?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. From one side, even we're back to the fintech, it was like over expectation from fintech, but I think that now we have like two tiers. From one side, traditional banking sector is trying to incorporate different fintech teams, and I think that we are quite successful in this term. So the fintech, in certain terms, not disruptive for the global banks, but being more part of the ecosystem. So you know that the global banks are trying to build now not just traditional conventional banks, but also kind of new ecosystems, which is based not only on financial services, but also non-financial services. So we know such examples like, for example, Russian Sberbank or many others. So like I heard the ones that the Goldman Sachs mentioned that they are not banks anymore, but rather than fintech company, where a lot of the software engineers are trying to bring better services to the clients. And I think in this terms of fintech is been already incorporated, but I think that the fintech brought a flavor of the understanding what is the new generation, especially millennials generation, is wants to get from the banking services, not to go to the different banking branch or to get this all the services through the gadgets, through online. And I think even in Kazakhstan, we do have a very good fintech platform like Kaspi.kz, which is a kind of providing very convenient services to the people of Kazakhstan. So this is one side. From the other side, we have a big tech, which is traditionally like more tech companies like Google, Amazon, or Alibaba, Tencent in China. But at the same time, they also provide financial services. So like famous WeChat Messenger in China is kind of providing payment services, which is very well spread and very popular among the people. That's really way to the cashless economy. This is really way to the using of the big data, using the AI application for understanding how to provide better services to the people of our countries. So back to the legal tech or law tech, I think in these terms, legal industry is the most very conservative traditionally and very paper-based, let's say, business, which is nobody can expect that can really very fast can move to the new tech revolution. And I think it's because it's very important business for everybody. So we, from the very beginning, start to develop different applications of this. So I think that the Estonian experience of the e-residency being used in AAFC, or the Singaporean technology of the companies like Crimson Logic, where we use the case management for our court in AAFC and establish these services, which we called e-justice, is also kind of show us and demonstrate us that's a huge opportunities for law tech in Kazakhstan. So you are part of the also Council of International Development traditional court system in Kazakhstan, and you know how many millions of cases is every day is have to be executed in Kazakhstan, which is a request of the people of Kazakhstan. I think we have to definitely simplify the life of the people of Kazakhstan and the life of our court system with the idea to kind of really put it in online, to put it really in to simplify the processes, to simplify the business business and court solutions, which is, I think, definitely would be the significant administrative reform from one side, and really can be more transparent and is kind of increasing the, let's say, quality of our institution, really would be the real rule of law legal reform in Kazakhstan. I do see a huge potential, and especially nowadays after the COVID-19, we understand it that we now really kind of very much vulnerable in terms of the different virus attacks or different, regimes which will protect and the people's life, and definitely for some times it will be limits and barriers in our borders. So in these terms, I think we have to develop this online legal services, online law techs. And I do believe that in these terms, the AAFC, like a first pioneering English common law jurisdiction in the region of post-Soviet Union, we can be such first place where we have to develop the law tech solutions. And I think in these terms, the AAFC is a good place for this.
Thank you. And certainly, you know, this the way that the AIFC is, I think, the first financial center in the world to develop a law tech internship program. I believe it's the first financial center in the world to develop a law tech advisory council to help the financial center understand how it might create this ecosystem that supports transformation in the way that people can get access to legal advice. It's absolutely, you know, fantastic and positive and pioneering spirit. And, you know, many would say that it should stop there. But what if you were to wear your businessman's hat on, your sort of CEO's hat, do you think that law tech could grow to be as economically, you know, viable, sustainable? Will there be any more unicorns coming out of law tech, you know, an idea to $1 billion? Do you see great potential in law tech, or do you think that it faces challenges? As you say, one of them is that lawyers tend to be quite conservative in their adoption of technology.
Personally, strongly believe that the law tech is a very promising area, and we will see in very nearest future the unicorns in this area. So usually unicorns can kind of emerge in a very developed markets, or in the markets where we have a critical mass of the future clients. So I'm talking about like Silicon Valley or places like Indonesia, or significant markets where like a Eurozone, why not a Eurasian Economic Union? And I think in these terms we can provide opportunities for those, let's say, teams who want to test their technologies under the regime of sandbox or under the regulatory regime. So that's why we actually support your idea, Mark, that in order to work more specifically on this, we created the special international advisory board on development of law tech under the AAFC authority. So where we try to bring the best experts in the areas such as regulatory aspects, business development, or tech development, or academia. So with the idea to understand where is the global development on this area now, how we can be helpful, what particularly framework we have to establish with the idea to develop further this law tech in AAFC, but also in Kazakhstan. I think that business already looks like commercially viable. I think that the development would be very fast, and we are looking forward really to be one of the pioneers in this area. So I think that the law tech is a great opportunity for simplifying the life of the corporate clients globally. They all would be appreciated as fast as we can develop this new application to them.
What a wonderful way to end this conversation, which I've enjoyed enormously. We spoke at the beginning about your own background and Kazakhstan's background in the synthesis of best practice, bringing together the values of the East and the West and blending them in the modern Silk Road. We spoke about the fourth industrial revolution. We spoke about the leapfrogging of the financial center to get ahead in a strategy thinking about legal technology. So, Governor, it's been an absolute pleasure and an honor to be able to spend time with you today, albeit remotely over the internet. And I hope that all our listeners thoroughly enjoy this insightful and comprehensive conversation. Thank you. This podcast is being produced by the Astana International Financial Center and moderated by the chairman of the AIFC Law Tech Advisory Council, Mark Beer. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to hear more information on the Astana International Financial Center's Law Tech Advisory Council, please follow us on LinkedIn.